Title: Cal/OSHA approves revised emergency temporary standards. Content: update at its June 9, 2021 special meeting. The Cal/OSHA Standards Board voted to withdraw the revisions to the Emergency Temporary Standards, ETS, that had been approved at its June 3 RD meeting and were set to go into effect on June 15 TH. Instead, Cal/OSHA indicated that it will further consider the recent guidance from the CDC and the California Department of Public Health with respect to face coverings for fully vaccinated individuals. For now, the original ETS that has been effective since November of 2020 will remain in place. The Standards Board will convene to consider potential further revisions at a future meeting, perhaps as early as its next scheduled meeting on June 17 TH. Stay tuned for further updates. After several fits and starts, on June 3, 2021, the Cal/OSHA Occupational Safety and Health Standards Board finally passed revised Emergency Temporary Standards, ETS, that now take into account employee vaccination status and loosening restrictions from the Centers for Disease Control, CDC, and California's elimination of the colored tier system. The revised ETS will go into effect on June 15, 2021 and creates additional employer obligations beginning on July 31, 2021. The Cal/OSHA Standards Board has indicated that it will convene a subcommittee to consider further revisions in the coming months. Shepard Mullen previously described the draft ETS revisions in an earlier blog entry, which can be found here. The draft ETS revisions were further changed in the lead-up to the June 3, 2021 meeting. Those revisions are summarized below. New provisions effective June 15, 2021. While many provisions, including face coverings, mechanical and engineering controls, training and investigation requirements, etc., remain in effect even under the new ETS, several notable changes have been made, including limiting the definition of an exposed group for purposes of testing and outbreak requirements. The broader worksite definition will still apply for notification purposes, including outdoor mega events, which are defined as events over 10,000 participants or spectators outdoors, in the ETS with mostly the same restrictions and requirements as those in effect for indoor workplaces. Removing the obligation to test close contacts of COVID-19 cases for any close contacts who are fully vaccinated or who have recently recovered from COVID-19, assuming those close contacts do not develop symptoms. Fully vaccinated employees, or those who have recently recovered from COVID-19, need not quarantine after close contact, so long as they remain symptom-free. Requiring trainings to include information on the effectiveness and safety of COVID-19 vaccinations, as well as on the proper use and fit of respirators such as N95s, requiring either 6 feet of physical distancing between employees, unless employees are properly wearing respirators or in other limited circumstances, or if physical distancing is not feasible, providing non-fully vaccinated employees with respirators for voluntary use. These physical distancing requirements will only be in effect through July 31, 2021. Employees no longer need to wear face coverings when together in a room if all persons in the room are fully vaccinated and symptom-free, or if fully vaccinated employees are outdoors and symptom-free. Non-fully vaccinated employees who cannot wear a face covering, a mask, not a respirator, due to certain physical or mental conditions, or due to the requirement of the specific task being performed by the employee, and who are not wearing a less restrictive alternative, i.e., a shield with a bottom drape, must be tested weekly for COVID-19 at no cost to the employee. Employees who ride in a vehicle with another person for 15 minutes or more, who are not fully vaccinated, must be provided with respirators for voluntary use no later than June 30, 2021. Until July 31, 2021, employees at fixed workstations must be provided cleanable partitions if physical distancing is not possible, unless those employees are provided respirators for voluntary use. All non-fully vaccinated employees showing symptoms of COVID-19 must be provided with testing during their paid time and at no cost to the employee. During outbreaks or major outbreaks, fully vaccinated employees or those who have recently recovered from COVID-19 are no longer subject to the weekly